News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And for more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Kim Roberts, influenza virus researcher and assistant professor of virology at Trinity College in Dublin. Kim, we've just been talking there about what we're hearing being leaked about us moving, not necessarily to level 3 in Dublin, but to level 3 plus. What's your view on this? Are we making a mistake? Is this disproportionate, as certainly I believe? Or do you think there is a valid argument for doing this?
I do think that there's a valid argument to do this. I think some of the levels and the level 3 plus is very confusing, and that will not help people to act as quickly as we need to in terms of changing behaviour so that we can get the numbers of transmission down as quickly as possible. The problem is that if we just equate the severity of the outbreak to deaths or to number of people in hospitals, we're always going to be delayed. We're going to be a couple of weeks behind where transmission is. And what we need to be focusing on is community transmission, because the virus has to get into our house somehow. And the virus gets into our house by interacting with people outside of our houses. So it's okay to say that most of the cases have been within households. You would expect that transmission is the frequency of transmission within households, where we've got a lot more close contact for a lot more prolonged time, would be greater. But the virus has to get in from somewhere.
And that's totally fair enough, Kim. But what you're saying there about the lag time between the cases climb and then we see the admissions. The cases have been climbing since June. We have seen a mortality rate that has plummeted over the duration of the virus being here in Ireland. We know that's probably to do with twofold things. The demographic of people catching it, one, and maybe to do with the viral loads being lower when it is transmitted among the community. We do not know that the 5 and the 6% mortality rates that we saw at the beginning of this will ever be repeated, and we're acting like they're going to be.
Because I think it's about taking the precaution.
At huge cost. I mean, if we had a new drug for cancer that we knew would save a life of somebody with cancer, but it was going to cost us 400 grand a year to save one life, we would not necessarily be rolling that out across the board, because we would weigh up. And the cost is not just financial. As Shane said, what is it doing to people's spirits, what it is doing to us as a society, what it is doing to people's lives. Does anybody in the virology departments around the country who are focused on the little petri dishes think about the cost of what they're asking people to do?
So firstly, I can only talk about virus transmission because that is what I'm an expert in. I am not an expert in economics. I am not an expert in public health. And I won't be pushed into having conversations that are outside of my area of expertise.
Okay.
I'm talking about transmission. We know that transmission events go ahead, people ending up in hospital. We know that over the last few months, a lot of transmission events have taken place in younger people, in people between their 20s and 40s,
yes,
who are at less risk of going into hospital. We know that as the amount of community transmission increases, that spills into other areas. It goes into nursing homes. It goes into hospital wards. And then the demographic changes. We know that that is starting to creep up. And the older people who are at greater risk of ending up in hospital are becoming more infected.
So your view is this an appropriate move?
There are too many unknowns as to how our changes in public health strategy over the last 6 months will successfully curb the impact on hospitals. The difficulty is that our hospitals and our public health have been working flat out for the last 6 months. And so they are as demoralised as everybody else within the population.
I'm sure. Look, thank you for that indeed. That is Dr. Kim Roberts, their influenza virus researcher, assistant professor of virology at Trinity College.